clarify my comment. I meant that it's been a while since we've had to do things for health insurance, and I am very happy for the increase in the wages.
Yes, on both fronts, you know, the health insurance side, we almost at this point come to expect that health insurance costs are gonna go up each year, and it's nice to see costs that at least we know we can cover. You know, other states are seeing much greater increases than we are even, so the fact that we can afford it is within still our budgets is good to have.
Okay. All right, if we move on down to agenda item number 6, Glacial Lakes and Prairies Tourism Association, Rosie Smith.
Hello.
Welcome.
My name is Rosie Smith. I'm the director for Glacial Lakes and Prairies Tourism, which is the northeast region of South Dakota. I left you each a regional visitor's guide, our annual publication, as well as my business card. So if you have any questions afterwards, be sure to let me know. Just wanted to welcome you to Aberdeen and to welcome you to the Glacial Lakes region. I'm excited to have your meeting here. Part of our region is we are a membership-based association, similar to the other three regions in the state of South Dakota. So we've got nearly 300 members across the northeast 20 counties, including hotels, restaurants, almost 50 cities and communities, attractions, lodges, resorts, campgrounds, private, as well as the state parks in our region are members of our association as well. So we work to promote them throughout the year. We do have our office on the third floor of the Redland Arts Center in Watertown. We've been there for over 20 years since before the building opened. I've been there 18 this fall, and our visitor center is located on the main floor, and that is open year-round, and then we do staff it during the summer months. So with the closures of a couple of the state info centers, we're going to be seeing a little extra traffic our way this summer, which is good for us to get people off the interstate and traveling across South Dakota and maybe spending a little extra time in our region and our special spot in South Dakota here. So we also, one of the programs that we manage for the state of South Dakota Department of Tourism is we do a regional marketing grant application each year. The reason I bring that up is we did have Fort Sisseton State Park receive one of our matching grants. It's for new and expanded marketing. They applied for a grant for a $2,500 match to do some TV advertising for the Fort Sisseton Festival, which was just held this last weekend. We also gave out a smaller grant to the Northern Fort Playhouse, which is in its 12th or 13th season, I think, now at Fort Sisseton State Park, to do a billboard up in the northeast part of the state. And we had approximately about 20 other applicants that received funding that'll be going on this summer, including the Celtic Fair in Aberdeen, the Brown County Fair, as well as Compesca Days in Watertown, the Children's Museum, the Brookings CVB, and various other organizations. And they all range from a match of about $250 to up to $2,500. So it's a nice program that we run for that. And it works well to promote the different festivals and events in smaller communities in our part of the state. Other promotions that we do, just to give you an idea, is that besides our regional publication, we do our section of the state vacation guide, print ads from Outdoor News to Midwest Outdoors, a couple of national publications. We do the Vikings Game Day program, promote the fishing in our area as well. We do promotions through social media. We also do 7 or 8 travel and sports shows where we actually visit with folks one-on-one between like Omaha, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, La Crosse. Talk about the fishing in our area, the hunting opportunities, as well as the campgrounds, and help people plan their vacation as they come to South Dakota and spend some time with us. So it's nice to visit with those folks one-on-one. We also do a weekly radio event program on KXLG out of Watertown to promote the events, and those include the events that are held at the state parks, like the Lucci Days going on at Lake Herman State Park coming up this weekend. So that gives them a little bit extra boost as well. Our new website is going to launch here in June, so I encourage you to check that out. It's going to be very interactive and really cross-promote our part of the state. And with that, I encourage you to take the back roads this summer. Our event calendar is on our social media as well as our website, but it's also in print in our regional guide. So take the back roads this summer and visit us, and thank you very much for coming.
So how is tourism shaping up? Do you have any thoughts about that?
The fishing's been really good lately. That's been good. We had a little late start with some camping with all the snow in April. What I've been hearing from a couple other folks, the school groups are very active in our region with the Bramble Park Zoo in Watertown, Storybook Land, up in this area, the Children's Museum, Loringos Wilder, Prairie Village. But some of the attractions as far as your travelers are kicking off just a little bit slow yet right now. And I'm hoping in the next week or two, things should really be picking up across our part of the region, so.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Yes, Mary Ann.
Just a quick comment. Thank you for taking time to be here today. And in case you couldn't tell, Rosie is one of South Dakota's most knowledgeable and most enthusiastic ambassadors, and I thank you.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Thank you. And if you want to know where to travel this summer, just let me know. I can hook you up.
Okay. All right. Thank you. With that, we'll move into non